News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, councils need to support outdoor dining if permitted this summer. That is according to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. And one of the most successful examples of al fresco dining in this past year was the Princes Street in Cork Enterprise. And Paul Montgomery is the owner of Clancy's Late Bar on the street, and we hear from him now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ciara. How are you?
Tell us, the Princes Street, it has been rolled out. It's a lovely street. There's lots of bars, lots of cafes, lots of restaurants on that street.
Yes.
It's been a massive success. Was there difficulty getting the council to agree to it in the first place?
Well, it was, I suppose it was a trader-led initiative, Ciara. So I think when I looked down the street one day in March last year when we were all closed down and we were all very sad and crying and all our businesses closed, and we were looking forward to reopening maybe, you know, and planning for the summer, you could see tumbleweed up and down the street. And I was talking to my neighbours and fellow restaurateurs on the street, and we were saying that if we didn't do something here, we were going to open up even in June. And would people even know we were opening, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Apart from obviously no place were open, but we've got to do something visible. So we wrote to the council. And straight away, Cork City Council, I think, you know, really got the initiative. And they got now, and I said it to your researcher a little earlier that, you know, we all talk about pedestrianisation, but we were pedestrianised in a lot of the streets in Cork as it was. Our idea was, and the idea with the council was that we get bums on seats on the street. So we don't want people walking past us. We want people to stop,
yeah.
And we want to dine, and we want to spend a few pounds. And that's what really
worked. And it seems to have been a big success. How did you accommodate the weather? Because Princes Street is an old street. It's relatively narrow. You had all the chairs out in the middle. Did you find ways of working with awnings? We're going to be talking next about rain and making a feature of it in Ireland. But how did you cope?
Do you not know that it doesn't rain in Cork here? You have to go down here a bit more. We have the cost of Cork. So, but we initially didn't, because we had to work very closely with the fire department, and the agreement we had with the Gardaí and Cork City Council and the fire was that we would keep certain rules, and one of those was that the street had to be available, obviously, of fire tenders and stuff. So we worked closely with the council and with the fire people, and we generally gradually worked towards having coverings. So this summer we're going to have a beautiful street with awnings and with parasols designed for this.
I suspect many other towns and cities around the country will be looking to Princes Street and Cork as an example of what can be done and what should be done, and more power to you, and good luck with it all going forward. Thank you for that indeed. That is Paul Montgomery there, the owner of Clancy's Late Bar in Princes Street and Cork, which has made a real success of outdoor dining, and hopefully we will have outdoor dining a little bit later on this year.
Oh God, bring it on.
We can dream, can't we?
Bring it on.